Welcome to Spring the Beacon with Ryan Rieger.
Today we play Lego, and Daddy helps the other guys stay home and play Lego.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger, and today I'm all alone. I've had some really good guests over the last few weeks, and guys, I appreciate when I get emails from y'all, Facebook messages about the episodes. I had a friend of mine send me a message saying that he's really enjoyed the podcast over the last few weeks with the guests. I had somebody else message say, hey, I actually like it better when you do it by yourself and you kind of preach. So we have a little bit of both on this show. And so hopefully that is helpful. So those of you that like the guest side of things, I have those very often. And it seems like once every 6-8 weeks or so, I'll share kind of what's on my heart, what the Lord is sharing with me, things I'm going through in this season of my business and my life. And so some of you enjoy that better. Also, guys, I love your emails. I got an email just a few days ago from somebody that says, I've been on your mailing list for years, and I've always loved it when I receive these types of emails from you. She's talking about my Friday emails that I send out that are more devotional in nature. She says, I'm a believer in Jesus who's going through a legal storm right now, and your messages are so uplifting and timely. This is the first time I've ever replied to one, but I just felt compelled to tell you to please keep sending these. They always come at the right time, and they're always the message that I need. It's amazing. It's not me, God, guys, it's God. Regardless of it, of if you think that no one is reading them or if you never get a response, just know that they are blessing so many people. May God continue to bless you and your family. So I wrote back to her, said I was praying for her during her legal battle and thanked her for her encouragement. I know when you do a podcast like this, when you send out emails like this, you really never know who's listening, who's watching on YouTube, unless you get responses back. So if this has been a blessing to you at all, if you got feedback, hey, Ryan, I like it better when you do it this way, or gosh, I hate your show. Any feedback's helpful. I enjoy that. It helps me to know, you know, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm totally not doing this just for me. I enjoy when I have guests. I enjoy the people that I get to talk to, and it's fun. But ultimately, I'm doing this for you, and I just feel called to do it. And so let me know, is this a blessing to you? Is there certain types of shows you like better? It's just really helpful. And I enjoy just hearing from people, like, what are you going through? Because I do pray for you guys. I want to be a blessing. I feel that God has put me here to help people start, grow businesses, and just encourage them in this entrepreneur journey, because it is a journey. I've said many times, it feels like a roller coaster. You got some ups and you got some downs. And so when you're down, it's nice to have somebody that's there that's you're doing this with. And I want to encourage you in this. I want to be your cheerleader in this, because it's not easy. It's not easy being an entrepreneur. It's not easy when friends and family say, you know, you just need to go get a job, but you know, in your heart, you're supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to create this business. I want to encourage you to do that. So let me know how I can pray for you. Feel free to email me anytime, ryan@ryanrieger.com. If it doesn't go to spam, which I check my spam folder often, I will reply back to you, because I want to know how I can be a blessing to you guys. I was walking around the neighborhood, as I often do, several times a week, and most of the time I'm just out thinking, and a lot of the time I'm praying. And just, guys, I was thinking about how good God is, and I sense He's just telling me, and it's kind of been a recurring theme over this or, you know, in this year, 2024, about how He's in things and has always been in things, and in circumstances, working things out behind the scenes that I never even knew He was. Now, I know that may not seem profound, but to me, especially, you know, in the journey that I'm at right now in my business, where I sold the business and now it's like, okay, God, what do you want me to be doing next? There are times when you're like, God, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I in the right place? And then I see Him show up in ways like, oh my gosh, I could not have orchestrated that at all. So it made me think again about this blog post that has been so, I've read several times this year, and I'm going to read a portion of it again. If you guys have, you know, if you listen every week, you've heard this, it's worth hearing again for sure. It's from Michael Pink, who I am going to reach out to him. This is funny, real quick. A friend of mine emailed me, or he called me. He's in the tortilla business, and he wants to grow it. And so he said, do you know anybody that does sales training or just there is in that space? And I immediately thought of Michael Pink. He's not a guy I've ever met before. He's been on Shane Sams's show. Shane knows him and Shane and I are friends. But he immediately came to mind because I get his emails every week. He talks about, you know, being a salesman and how to use biblical principles to help your business. And so I immediately thought of Michael. I connected Steve to Michael, and he said he sent him an email, and Michael Pink called him that day. And they had a 2 or 3 hour conversation, blew my mind. And so now they've become buds. And so I'm going to message Michael, say, you got to come on my show because I want to talk to you about this very topic here because it just blessed me so much. But this is, I'll put a link in the show notes again for this, but it's called An Important Word for 2024. And here's a couple of verses that goes with it here. It says, this is Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And I'm not going to read this whole blog post because it's kind of long. But he goes into how he was a copy salesman and how he felt led to write a book. And so He wanted to get on the 700 club, and he tried to make things happen for that to work, and it didn't work out. But eventually, it happened, and then there was something that happened in Israel when the day that the recording was supposed to air, and it didn't happen. So he just thought, well, that's probably not going to air now because that's old. Well, he was talking to somebody who had was a realtor, and their son had saw him on TV that day, and he saw that's impossible because I wasn't on TV. And the son was talking about that 700 club interview that he had did, I think it was years before that finally aired. And so picking up in this story where he just talks about like all the things that had to happen for him to for the number one to get on the show, for his to even find out he was on it, and it's just all the crazy things had to happen in the background for him to find out about that. You can read the blog post, and he explains it better than I do. But the point is, God was in that, and so he says, "Was it in fact true that the steps of a righteous man were ordered of the Lord? Was it true that though we plan our ways, God directs our steps? Was it possible that he directs our steps when we have no clue he is doing that?" Well, of course it's true, but it's also infinitely deep. Not only had I done nothing consciously to make this happen, but think of all the moving pieces that had to happen with the cooperation of many others, none of whom had any idea they were playing a part in this preordained script. The 700 Club had to kick the show down the road for months. I guess it was months, not years. And then settle on February 19th to air it. I have no idea who made that decision. The closing attorney and both realtors had to change their schedule to February 19th for reasons I no longer remember. My realtor's adult son in Missouri had to be watching the 700 Club that morning and must have also heard from his father that I was an author. The realtor had to persist in chasing me down in the parking lot and then try to convince me that I was really on TV that day when I just thought he was mistaken. The 700 Club had to be airing the replay the same day, but at night, and that show had to be available on whatever cable outlet we had arranged at a time when everything had slowed down for the day. Had we moved in a day earlier or later, I never would have seen the show and would have missed out on the divine connection. Moving into the new home would have been nice, but I never realized God's hand in it. It all had to work together for good, and it did without me or anyone else knowingly trying to make it happen. So just think about circumstances in your life, things that have happened when you just know that there's just no way all this could have happened. And I've shared before about my journey with marrying my wife and how there's so many things behind the scenes that had to happen for me to even meet her. So when Judy and I were discussing this the other night, and we talked about some amazing things like this in her life where God had shown her precise glimpses of the future that later came to pass, we asked God, why would he show these kinds of things in advance? And I wondered how many times was God working behind the scenes where he hadn't foretold us? Was it possible that he was always at work and only on occasion told us in advance so we would know to never take credit? After all, the glory does belong to him. I believe it was so we would know that God is directing our steps when we don't even have a clue he is doing it. He's working on our behalf, arranging circumstances for our good, and we too often think we're the ones that are smart and making things happen. Guys, I want to read this paragraph back to you. Think about whatever you're going through right now. Some of you need to hear this. I believe it was so we would know that God is directing our steps when we don't even have a clue he's doing it. He's working on our behalf, arranging circumstances for our good, and we too often think we're the ones that are smart and making things happen. Had he not shown me in advance, I never would have realized that it was him. It's always been him. Though I do make plans, in the end, he directs my steps. Job 14:16 says he counts our steps. Matthew 10:30 says he numbers our hairs. He is intimately involved in our lives. As Solomon said in Proverbs 20:24, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? It is indeed a mystery to me. Whereas Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Add to that that Jesus says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor that gathered into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So all this time I have spent worrying, I can identify with that, about things in my life or trying to, quote, make it happen. All that was completely unnecessary. Yes, we are to be about our Father's business and to work heartily as unto the Lord, but it adds nothing good when we stress or worry about outcomes. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and he will establish your thoughts. When his thoughts become yours, run with confidence the race set before you, knowing that he is arranging things far too wonderful for you to comprehend or plan. Put your trust, your absolute trust and full complete trust in him, and watch to see what he will do. When this really sinks into your heart, you will have found that you're on your way to becoming a rain catcher instead of being under the pressure of being what the world likes to think of as a rainmaker. In 2024, I'm committed to resting in the realization that he is directing my steps more than I had ever previously imagined. I encourage you to do the same. I have so much more I could tell you about this, but I will leave that for another time. I wrote this today and I'm sending it now because your 2024 will be so much easier for you if you will rest in this truth. If you don't rest in it and insist instead on being Mr. or Mrs. Make It Happen, you will most likely have some measure of success, but it's the kind that Bible calls wood, hay, and stubble. They are works, and they may be impressive, but they'll burn up. As we head into 2024, it's imperative that we learn to really, I mean really, trust him. You and I are both going to need this like never before. So let's get started now and expect a glorious year of amazing outcomes where God and God alone gets all the glory. Guys, I was just thinking as I was praying outside, and just had this thought come to me. I believe it was just a thought from the Lord that it's hard to miss him. When you are walking with him, when you are desiring his heart, when you are desiring to do what he's called you to do, when you are fellowshipping him with him, spending time with him in prayer, in the word, I would submit to you that it's very hard to miss him and to go the wrong direction. Now, if you disagree with me, tell me, because this is just kind of like what I've been thinking about this week. The Psalms 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and to shield me. I shall not lack. And as a sheep, like, they just have to follow wherever the shepherd goes. That's their only job, to stay close to the shepherd, to be with the shepherd. When the shepherd leads them into a new field, they just follow. If you want to, you can go off astray. You can do your own thing. But for those of you that want to follow the Lord, want to do what he's called you to do, I would tell you, and I believe this, that it's very hard to completely miss him and to go astray unknowingly. There have been times in my life, I look back and I can point to one situation. Now, I'm not talking about daily, not, you know, making mistakes and sinning, saying something wrong to my wife or whatever it might be. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like career changes, like starting a new business, or, you know, something major that you're like trying to get direction from the Lord on. I think back to right after college, I was selling Cutco cutlery, and the next step for me, what everybody did that wanted to continue on, was to become a branch manager for a summer and run an office. Well, that was kind of just what was expected of me by my manager. So I started going through the training to do that, and gosh, it was just hard. It didn't ever feel right. And I ended up doing it anyway. I had a summer in a small town, Portsmouth, Ohio. And that summer, guys, was a struggle. The office did not do well. I was not happy. I didn't enjoy pretty much any of it. I had my heart set on going to Washington, D.C. immediately after that, which I ended up doing. Thank God it was only a summer. But I believe that I missed God on that. Now, it wasn't like a trajectory that completely blew up my whole future. God is so good and merciful, and he got me back on track. But I believe I missed it that summer. After that, I don't think, you know, just being real here, I don't think I've missed it on big major decisions on what business to start. Yes, I've had ideas that didn't work. I'm talking about like where, God, I want to be in the center of your will and lead me, guide me, put me where you want me to be. I don't think that I've missed it like that since then. And I would submit it's because I have a desire to follow him, to do what he's called me to do. And he has, and guys, this is not because, oh, I'm so great and I haven't missed it. Not at all. Please don't hear that. It's God, I need you every single day. I have to be close to you. I have to know what you've called me to do. I have to spend time with you. It's not because, oh, Ryan's so great. It's like Ryan doesn't have a clue what he's doing. It's, you know, God, I desperately want to fulfill that call that you have on my life. And I need to be close to you so that I can know what the next steps are. And guys, he's been faithful every single time. He is, right along with this blog post, he has orchestrated events and brought people across my path. He's given me ideas for things that I didn't even know I needed. So let me give you some examples. And I hope you hear my heart on this. This is not like, oh, Ryan hasn't missed it. And, you know, that was 1998. Ryan hasn't missed it in 26 years. I'm not talking, yes, I've sinned and I've messed up, you know, plenty of times. I'm talking about like with a major like career choice, a business decision, major stuff. Where I needed God's direction to go down a certain path. And so I think about when I moved here in 2008 and I didn't have a job and God led me right into the furniture business that my wife and mother-in-law had already been doing. That to me was like, that was a promised land experience where they had already had it going a little bit. I just had to inject some more work into it and some, you know, just, you know, hard work really is what I had to do. But that was already there for me. I mentioned some of these many times before on this show. So guys, for those of you that know my whole story, forgive me. For those of you, this is mainly for those of you that are new. But the point is, I can point to so many situations to where God had a plan and he had it all worked out even before I even knew I needed it. So for example, when we were moving into this house in 2013, I remember being a little bit fearful because it was a jump from where we were renting from my mother-in-law at a crazy cheap amount. Thank God we needed it then, to this house where we are now. The jump in the mortgage was like, oh my gosh, we're going from renting for this much to this to rent mortgage this much. But guys, I knew we were supposed to do it. And there were times when I was fearful and wondering, like, how are we going to do that? I remember walking through this house as it was being built, just like, oh my gosh, like, how are we going to afford this? Like, God, I know you want us to do this, but this is a little scary. Well, right about that time, I, quote, stumbled upon a course that taught me how to do a private label with Amazon. And then I started going into that course and wanted to create a mattress protector brand. And then because we were selling furniture, I went to a mattress manufacturer here locally to see if they could make it for us. But they told us about how we could go to a wholesale company, and that wholesale company would allow us to buy theirs, and we could probably use theirs to make it our brand. So I just called them up and said, hey, we want to sell mattress protectors. We want to have our own brand. Can we take your card out of the front of it and insert our own branded card in the front of this mattress protector package? I'm like, yeah, we don't care what you do with it. So that was born. What that made possible was Private Label the Easy Way, the book that I created, the mentoring program that we created from that. Guys, I quote, stumbled upon a unique way to do private label and to launch a brand that I knew in my heart would be popular, because I knew a lot of other Amazon sellers and a lot of wanted to go to the private label route, but you know, sourcing overseas is expensive and, you know, risky. And at the time we had no business, you know, spending that much money on mattress protectors, hoping that they would sell. So the Lord allowed us to come along with it and find this idea of private label the Easy Way, which, guys, those mattress protectors paid our mortgage for many, many years when we were early on in this house. And so God had a plan. I didn't know it. I didn't know what the plan was. I just knew, God, you were leading us to this house. It's a little scary. I don't know how this is all going to work out. I feel led to do this and step out in faith. And he had the provision already there, ready for us. I just had to trust that that was there. And sure enough, it was there. And for many years, we paid our mortgage with those mattress protectors. I can mention many, many more examples. Guys, the point is, I believe that, again, if you want to follow him, if you want to be where he's called you to be, I would say, and this is just what I was praying about today, this week, that it's really, really, really hard to completely miss it. Now, you may be in a situation where you're not sure what the next step is. God will show you. And if you're not hearing his voice, what's the last thing he told you to do? Just do that thing. But if you're in a season where you're like, God, I'm not really sure, like, what, just do the next right step. You know, this literally last week, he's brought along a person that I think I'm going to get to do some business with. That's going to be essentially a major contract, a consulting type of thing. And he's got clients I'll be potentially working with. And so that is just, not something that was expected. It comes at a perfect time to where we are in a situation with our business to where it's like, God, I don't know what exactly. I've got all these little things going on. I feel like there's three or four little startups here, but nothing seems to be really popping right now. And then this comes along, which could be huge. And so God has your provision already there for you. You just got to just hang out with him. He'll show you. He'll bring it along at the right time. There may be days when you're going like, God, I don't know what to do. He'll show you. He'll give you wisdom. And relax. Like, don't feel like, oh my gosh, you can totally screw it up. Now, if you go out and kill somebody, you know, that's going to mess your life up. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about, like, you know, if you make a wrong choice, like, there's going to be a check. You're going to have that red light, that, like, oh, like what I did in 1998 when I was, you know, going down the road of becoming a branch manager. I knew it wasn't right, but I pushed past that feeling. And sure enough, you know, it wasn't a great summer. It wasn't horrible, but I didn't enjoy it. I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. And, but you know what? God is good. He redeemed it. He put me back on the right track. I got to go to Washington, D.C., which was my original desire anyway. It just was like a 3-month delay. So even if you miss it, even if you, you know, you start a business that's not right, you know, guys, God is so good. He will fix it. He will help you fix it. If your heart is right and you want to do what he's called you to do, he'll put you right back. He, you know, as the GPS, he'll, you know, recalculate your life and get you right back on track. So I hope that encourages you. Hope some of you that might be thinking, God, what am I supposed to be doing? Take a deep breath, relax, like, get with the Lord, spend time with him, and just know that he has the provision ready for you. And at the right time, he'll bring you into it. He'll bring the right person across your path. He'll give you the idea. And if you're in a situation where you're just like, you're struggling about something, know that he's got it all ready for you. And so just hang out with him, spend time in the word, and settle your heart on the fact that he is good, that he loves you, and he has the provision for you even before you even see it. And he's working on behind the scenes in situations in your future that you can't even predict. He's got plans and purposes and provision already stored up for you for those times in your life when you're going to need it. So, guys, I'm speaking to me too. Just relax. He's got it. He loves you. And he will provide for you. So I hope that encourages you. If you have questions, you need prayer for something, please email me, ryan@ryanrieger.com. I love praying for you guys. And guys, I will see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week.